Let's go to the Rural News with Eric Frickberg. Eric?
Good morning.
A little bit of good news too coming through on farmer confidence. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, slightly less pessimistic. There had been a sharp drop in March due to uncertainty that was created by COVID-19, but agricultural confidence has lifted slightly since then in Rabobank's latest quarterly report. Now, while overall confidence does remain low, it's sitting at negative 26% this quarter, but it was 44% in the previous survey. Now, Rabobank New Zealand's chief executive, Todd Charteris, says COVID-19 was cited as a major concern by 38% of those farmers who were pessimistic in the last survey, but 84% of pessimists blamed COVID-19 for their gloom in mid-March. That was when the pandemic was spreading.
Where a lot of farmers are taking some confidence is just how the industry has handled some of the challenges relating to COVID. So supply chains, logistics, you know, markets have actually responded reasonably strongly. So I think that's really positive. Notwithstanding that, there still remains this longer-term uncertainty to how global markets are going to react and commodity prices. But clearly, a significant improvement in sentiment from previous quarter.
Now, Todd Charteris also notes the survey showed that farmers are feeling fairly neutral around investing on farms, which suggests they're taking a cautious approach.
And when you look at some of the commodity forecasts, for example, you know, Fonterra have come out with a very wide range in milk price, which highlights the uncertainty and therefore potential volatility in pricing. So I think farmers are doing the right thing and taking a cautious approach into the next 12 months.
That's Todd Charteris of Rabobank.
Now, a debt relief scheme for farmers is coming into effect today.
That's right. The Farm Debt Mediation Scheme will require creditors to offer mediation to farmers who default on payments before they can take any enforcement action. The Agricultural Minister, Damien O'Connor, says the aim is to provide structured, confidential and impartial negotiation that leads to an agreement on how to proceed. Now, Mr. O'Connor says this is important as farm debt in New Zealand is sitting at nearly $63 billion, and that's up 270% on 20 years ago.
Finally, on July the 1st, this is now up and running. It's providing some support for farmers who are often in a situation of having no power when negotiating with their banks in a tight financial situation. What this bill will do is initiate and promote action early on to try and prevent some of the financial crises that can happen and force the banks to the table so that they can sit down and have a discussion.
Who's going to be paying for this?
Look, the banks will contribute an amount to this. It's not necessarily going to cost a lot of money. We'll be using two approved mediation organisations who will be properly skilled. And actually, the banks in Australia have seen the benefit of this scheme, and I'm sure they will too in New Zealand once it gets up and running.
That's the Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor. He was speaking to Maya Burry. And this idea was originally from New Zealand First, but it was taken up by the government.
And a new training scheme has been set up to create 200 new placements for job seekers in the Marlborough wine industry.
Yeah, that's right, Corin. The wine industry has joined with its primary industry training organisation and the Ministry of Social Development to bring viticulture training and job opportunities to people whose employment has been affected by COVID-19. Wine Marlborough, New Zealand Wine Growers and the New Zealand Master Contractors funded development of the programme, and the Ministry is to pay for the 200 training placements. The training will cover unit standards in vine training and pruning, along with pre-employment theory work. And that's the Rural News for now.
Thank you very much, Eric Frickberg.